Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Folks, the question tonight just finished 12 rounds with itself, and it is still standing, still sweating. And I am shoving this microphone into its face right now and demanding a statement. One question, 15 wisdom traditions. Let's go.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one question gets answered by 15 wisdom traditions. Find the question of the day, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, if I tell her now that I lied about how we met, do I lose the friendship or just the version of it built on the lie? Now flip it backwards and see what falls out. If you never tell her, what exactly are you keeping? Because the inverted question is, what does staying quiet protect and for whom? Same friendship, same person, same laugh she gave you over something she'd never told anyone else. But whose is it really? If I tell her now that I lied about how we met, do I lose the friendship or just the version built on the lie? Buddhism goes first and it does something interesting, or it refuses to let the lie be structural. It says the lie was the door. What walked through it was true. The specific laugh, the thing she told you she'd never told anyone. The weight of that, real. Every bit of it real. The lie was just the story you attached to the entrance.
Which is generous, but Judaism won't let you off that easy. It says she couldn't consent to give you her chesed, her loving kindness, because she didn't know who she was giving it to. And that's the harder move. It's not about whether your feelings were genuine. It's about what she was owed from the start.
Taoism goes somewhere completely different. It doesn't even talk about her. It says, listen to the knock. There's an off-rhythm sound underneath everything good between you two. Something packed where the emptiness should be, and you've learned to talk over it. Taoism's move is, the cost isn't coming. It's already running. You're paying it now, this laundromat weight of a friendship, sitting there watching the drum turn, telling yourself it's fine.
Stoicism agrees the cost is already happening, but it's blunter about why. It says you've been playing a false man inside a real bond, and that is the only fact you control. Not her forgiveness. That's hers. Not the outcome. Also hers. Just, you are sustaining a performance through daily small cowardice. Tell her. Stoic advice lands like a doctor who's done being polite.
Sufism sends a dervish with a cracked bowl. He carried it for 7 years, filling it every morning, watching it leak by noon. The day he finally put it down on the prayer rug between him and his teacher, wet, broken, visible. The teacher pressed a thumb into the crack, not to measure it, the way you press a bruise to know you're still alive. He filled it again. That's the whole story. Sufism doesn't promise repair. It promises presence. And then the pop culture oracle gave us Carl Fredrickson clutching Ellie's adventure book from Up, the one where he's floated across an ocean, holding a scrapbook of their life together. And the whole point is he almost missed the real adventure because he was so busy preserving the story of the first one. The oracle also threw in Walter White, which sure, the trajectory tracks, but I think the cracked bowl already said it. What no tradition settled tonight. Whether the friendship that grows from the confession is still the same friendship, or something new that just lives at the same address. Nobody closed that one. And I think that's the thing you carry home. Not whether to tell her, but whether you're ready for what comes after being finally known.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using Typeset.us. And thanks to DYorkMusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, it's daily, it's multilingual, and it runs entirely on listener support. Find us, back us, and ask your own question at TheGodShow.us. Tonight's question went 12 rounds and did not go down. It's still standing in the center of that ring. Microphone in its face, sweat on the mat, waiting to hear what you decide. The cracked bowl is on the rug. The drum is still turning. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day!